Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, May 15th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news late this afternoon, a Broadway first. George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck will live stream its penultimate Broadway performance on CNN. Scheduled for June 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, it is the very first non-musical Broadway production to be broadcast in real time on network television. The telecast will be preceded by and followed by a discussion about the show and the current state of journalism. Good Night and Good Luck is now nominated for 5 Tony Awards, including Best Leading Actor in a Play for Clooney, and it has consistently demanded some of the highest ticket prices of the spring, breaking box office records in the process. Good Night and Good Luck is expected to hit a streaming service sometime after the CNN premiere. Exactly where has yet to be determined. The show runs through June 8th. At the Winter Garden Theater. In casting news, Broadway favorite Charlotte D'Amboise is once again returning to the long-running Chicago. Starting May 26th, D'Amboise, who has been attached to the revival on and off for over 2 decades, assumes the role of Roxy Hart and will star opposite current Velma Kelly, Sophie Carmen Jones, who has just extended her run to August 10th. Roxy Hart is currently being played by the supermodel Ashley Graham through May 25th. Catch Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, at the Ambassador Theater. The original Broadway cast recording of Real Women Have Curves will be released June 6th on digital and streaming platforms, with a physical release to be followed later in the summer. The heartwarming new musical features an original score by Joy Huerta and Benjamin Velez, which was just nominated for a Tony a couple of weeks ago. Inside the District has a first listen of Broadway newcomer Tatiana Cordoba performing Flying Away.
Summer heat and summer sweat, dragging me down. What's the point of having wings at all if I never leave the ground? Why settle for less? I'll impress them and show I belong sky for now. Flying away,
the full song and 3 others will be made available for streaming tomorrow. Real Women Have Curves currently runs at the James Earl Jones Theater. And finally today, rest in peace to the legendary composer Charles Strauss, who died earlier today. The sad news was confirmed by his children. A 3-time Tony winner, Strauss, a native New Yorker, gave us the melodious and enduring tunes behind Annie, Applause, Bye Bye Birdie, Golden Boy, and Rags, just to name a few. He was passionate about collaboration. Lyricist Lee Adams was his most frequent work partner. He also got to work with Joseph Stein, Stephen Schwartz, and Martin Charnin throughout his career, just to name a few. Strauss was also a film and TV composer who notably composed Those Were the Days, the iconic theme song for All in the Family, received several honorary doctorates, and founded the ASCAP Musical Theater Workshop in 1977, helping many young composers hone their craft and develop their work. Charles Strauss was 96 years old. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. The next episode will be coming your way on Thursday, May 22nd. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.